What were the sort of the general duties, the general things you had to do to navigate the ship?
Well, essentially, the navigation was in three main sectors. You took your morning sights within a half an hour after dawn. You would go up on the bridge and take your morning star sights and plot your morning position. Then at noon, when the sun would be directly overhead from a longitudinal point of view, you would take your latitude position at noon. That would always give you your latitude. It wouldn't tell you where longitudinally wise you were, but it'd always tell you your latitude. And then in the evening, within a half an hour after sunset, just before dark, you'd take your evening star sights. Now in those days, we didn't have Loran or anything else, so it was the morning and evening fixes were the most important things to get. But it was when you missed a, when by clouds or otherwise, you missed a morning sight or an evening sight, it meant you were running for a much longer length of time on dead reckoning, and without any other navigational aids out there, it was always a problem. You never were quite sure where you were, and the charts were never that good, especially when you were operating close to shore. And by close, I mean relatively close, anywhere within 10 to 20 miles.
Did you have any trouble navigating on your tour of duty on USS Canson Young?
The closest problem we had, as far as potential problems concerned, was when we made that sweep into the South China Sea. And at that time, we were stationed out in what I recall now is something called a Tomcat duty. We were sent out far out from the fleet to act as a central gathering point for the aircraft. But then at those times, you were far out from the fleet. You couldn't exchange information by radio or otherwise. It was radio silence, so you were operating completely on your own. And that period of time in the South China Sea when we were coming up, that was a little bit scary. It was completely overcast for days and days at a time. I think we went for several days without ever getting a star sight. So it was completely dead reckoning. And I remember Captain Ailes used to come down to the chart room often and ask me honestly, you know where we are? And I would tell him honestly, no, I don't. We're in the South China Sea somewhere.